Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your chica, I'm your godfather of whiskey, I'm JB. Yeah.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And that's the last call. We get, man, I was just watching TV because I'm watching the Niners game right now. And, we smashing Jaguars, but everybody smashed. It ain't no fucking.
Yeah, that's
a normal Sunday. We're already getting Black Friday commercials, Cody. Black Friday already happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That doesn't shock me. Yeah, it's right around the corner, pretty much, when you think about it.
Shit, that shit's already in full effect right now. Walmart, Target, Amazon, and even Nike all got Black Friday sales going on right now. This is not a Thanksgiving special episode, people. We're not recording this in advance. This is a regular week last drop right here, okay? And already Black Friday sales online. So, and then it made me dawn on myself, like, shit, I guess November is almost over then, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, this year, every year pretty much just fucking zooms on past. And especially this year, especially when, like, the quote unquote summer.
That hit. Goddamn symbiote's back.
Oh, yeah, the symbiote. He returns.
Oh shit! It's like the symbiote gets. It's just like in the video game. That shit getting jealous every time he talks to me or whatever. It's like I'm Miles now. Apparently, whatever. Like, wait, hold on. What are you doing? Talking to Miles?
This is our podcast.
Yeah, this is our podcast. Miles is getting in the way. Yeah, no more JB. Yeah, Cody about to give it 12 inches of that thing right now, like it did Mary Jane.
You just want it for yourself, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes. That is the one thing I wish, at least in the video game, at least the Harry Potter game, whatever, is like there'd be some like dark evil kids and shit like that just turn straight to the dark side. They should expand on that in the second game, whatever. It was like, you just regular kids, they're good one day, and then next you know, they're just like doing some dipshit stuff, whatever. Like, because you know there's somebody out there saying, you know, Avada Kedavra, bitch. You know, like I want like a Grand Theft Auto version of the Harry Potter game going forward.
Oh, where's that? Where's that like dark, grungy Harry Potter game? That side of the universe that we haven't seen yet.
I think it's called Assassin's Creed now.
Yeah. might as well have wizards in that shit.
So we're almost done with November. I gotta tell you, as I don't like to speed time up, but I kind of want to get November over with too. I'm ready to try some cognac on here and some Marmagnac. I'm ready to get into that.
There's one cognac bottle I just saw actually that I had my eye on. So I'm actually just like you. I'm very excited about the return of Comac / Armagnac, or just Cognac Month, really. Yeah, it's all Cognac.
Yeah, realistically,
yeah. Yeah, it's all Cognac.
We only did Armagnac I did
cognac.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, because I did the Shannon Sharp bottle.
Yeah, I did that that Hein or whatever it was called.
Because last year was our first time dipping into cognacs, or whatever, and mm-hmm. You know, cognac. I'm excited to get more into that now because, I mean, they're just fucking delicious, to be honest. So
yeah, really good.
Really good, solid bottles there. So I'm ready to dip into that. It's a shame it's at the end of the month. I guess you got to save the best for last, really.
But no, I think it's the perfect way to wrap up the year, though.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. Classy, you know.
Oh, it's very classy. Like,
very classy.
Here in the last drop, we nothing but class, whatever. nothing but class. We gave a funeral to Pat Robinson. Come on now. Like,
yes, we did. I think we were the only ones that did that, too. Yeah. I don't even think his friends and... "Quote unquote," his friends and family gave him a funeral, either or a eulogy or anything like that. We were the only ones.
I don't even think God did that for him. He was a god.
Yeah, man. I was about to say. Yeah, God's like, I don't know that motherfucker.
Hey, my friend. Yeah.
You could become a Muslim and be. You could be a Muslim and be, I mean, what the fuck?
It's amazing how he never got canceled.
I don't know how. I mean, I guess it's not really because motherfuckers like him, they always kind of, you know, staying. "Quote unquote power" or whatever fucking status they're in, so yeah. They shouldn't come as a shock.
I mean, I guess people just probably choked him up as like, old man Pat saying things again, like
senile ass Pat, he's ready to fucking mouth off again.
Oh, asking if macaroni and cheese is a black thing, yo. That's just that's just Pat, you know.
Yeah, that's just Pat being Pat.
It's a shame because Thanksgiving coming up, and I'm sure he's got more questions about it, like collard greens and stuff like that too, as well.
Yeah, probably does. Right, asking God, right, or Satan, rather.
You think he went to hell, Cody? Come on, man.
Now, can I ask you something, Mr. Fallen Angel himself? Now, I know you didn't create macaroni and cheese, but since you are a fallen angel, I just want the inside scoop. See what I did there? The inside scoop on why God himself created macaroni and cheese.
I got questions for this now.
I got so many questions.
When that motherfucker broke down Rice-A-Roni, that shit. Like, hey, that kid. Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
You know what that reminds me of? You're a dopey and menace when Sean Wayans gets thrown in jail.
Oh, yeah. crazy African
dude. And it's just time lapse, and it's like he listened to him for like eternity. And, I see Pat Robinson in that same role. He's talking about this random shit. He's breaking down shit he doesn't, quote unquote, understand.
Oh, that's him in hell right now.
Yeah, that's him talking to Satan.
Red fish, blue fish, two fish jealous, knick knack paddywhack, get a dog a bone. In 2000, my bacon's smelling fine. I was like, what the fuck did he just say? Like,
I should have known something.
Swine, my brother. Oh, shit. Funny enough, he looked like somebody we know, too.
He actually does.
Like, can't put my finger on it. I mean, it's like, damn, why does that look like somebody? He's like,
he does. No, bullshit. He actually does.
He straight up does whatever shit. I mean, he wasn't no better than, what's his name? My milk of magnesia. Why you always talking all that shit about the white man? But you going around sleeping with the white woman? That's crazy, lady. With the white woman, he's like, I'm just trying to perpetuate what they were doing to us for the 400 years. Or whatever. What's that? Fuck them.
That was such a well delivered line.
It really was. He was the most underrated actor in the whole film.
Oh, he really was. Easily.
Cause cause he even had me tricked when he was just like, my milk of magnesia. Oh. And he was like, that black girl was just smiling the whole time. She was like, yeah, she was a good looking chick too. He was like, I was just like, oh, he was just like, he kept looking over her shoulder. He's like, my Nubian sister right now, can you tap that white girl on the shoulder here? And he tapped her on the shoulder and she turned around. I was like, my question to that was, what the fuck was she doing at that party?
I like it better unanswered. The mystery just makes everything. Just keep it that way, please.
Do you remember his quote to her, though, after he just said, Satan himself, when he delivered you to this guy, was like, damn, yeah, yeah, dude, he just called her the white devil.
Yep. Fucking guy.
And she didn't think nothing of it, too. She was just smiling all the time. He just called her the white devil. You want to go back to your... he even said, you want to go back to your trailer park and... Mind you, people, this movie takes place in South Central LA. I don't even know if there is a trailer park in South Central LA. So I don't think there is, at least. So.
Oh, shit.
I love when at the end of the movie, when she takes him to his trailer, that shit looked like they went to another state. It didn't look nothing like LA. Anymore. I was like,
yeah, LA is where, that's where Walter White was cooking meth out of this. That's what it looked like.
Because if anybody knows, California trailers, they on the beach and shit. And and realistically, it's not because they broke. They just think that's part of the system, man, to pay rent. Mm. So it's part of the system.
Yeah, that's some hippie shit. Yeah.
Cody works in Venice, so he would know better than anybody.
Yeah.
So he sees them what do they call them? I forgot the terminology they call them. Well, anyway, people in RVs that just like they don't even fucking work and shit, but that's like part of their, man, I'm living free, man. You know, I don't live in the system, man. I live here and I got cars. Mm-hmm. There's actually a YouTube channel that dedicates to going around it, and I swear to God, they're always in fucking Venice. Always in fucking Venice.
That's the spot.
Yeah, that's so spot. That's California, supposedly trailer park people or whatever it is. No shirt, long beard. Probably dreads, even though it's culture appropriate or not, or whatever and shit. And a same color shirt as Cody got on right now, but it's buttoned all the way motherfucking down. and for some reason, they're like the best in shape for some reason and shit. Yep. They always got, you never see a fat one. It's never a fat one. It's always an in shape dude.
They're always bronzed up and shit, got that tan oil on. Always.
They might start talking like that dude in prison from Don't Be a Menace and shit. You know, he's just kind of sitting there going like, fuck is he just
saying? Yeah, you just lost.
They somehow make life easier, even though like it's like, I don't want to live like that. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, everybody likes him.
Yeah.
I don't get
it. Yeah, man, chill. Yeah.
I don't get it. But that's California, right? I love that line. I say that shit now. Milk of magnesia.
Magnesia.
I've never heard no shit like that.
I'll be goddamn.
Shoot. Next time, if I date a white girl, I'm using that line. That line would be like, oh my God. Cody, hold my drink right now. My milk of magnesia just appeared.
Oh my God.
He was the most underrated person in that whole fucking movie. By far. I think his name was it Preacher? Was it? I can't remember his fucking name.
I don't remember his name at all. I wish I could. I do not remember his name.
Yeah, I remember Crazy Legs used to be a dancer until he got in that accident.
Which was
crazy.
Horrifying accident. Yeah.
I never understood that. It was like, wait a minute, he got into an accident, but he still ain't growing. How the fuck did why did that stunt his growth? Like he just stayed that size. And I'm sure that's a joke that they threw in the movie too somehow or whatever. But but like Cody said, just wasn't explained, just like how Sean's father was younger than him.
Yeah.
Which I'm still confused about this day, but I still try to make sense of it and shit like that. Like, cause, oh man, why y'all didn't invite me to the party? Oh, come on, Pops. You know you gotta be 21 and over. I was like, wait, what? I said, hold on now. Wait a minute. I know the hood is wild and shit like that, but damn, man, hold on. even that one got me scratching my head and shit. All right. Well, people, enough about Don't Be a Menace, about Cody's old neighborhood.
My old stumping ground.
It is funny because that movie, even though it was a parody and a comedy, it's still like more hardcore than what was that movie we saw? With the kids that was riding the bicycles and shit like that, with the dude that voices amazing. Dope, was it?
Oh, yeah, Dope.
Yeah, Dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny how that parody comedy movie still made, like, South Central LA watch and shit like that look more dangerous than Dope did.
This damn... Linus, would you move your ass? This damn cat.
Our name isn't Linus.
This dude is right in front of the camera.
It's like I'm not
recording shit right now.
That dude, Cody's pets get jealous and shit now.
They really do. Yeah, they really do.
Tails be all up in his face and shit like that. He's just, he didn't mutate it with them and shit. Like,
I'm about to say,
I got Venom Carnage right here. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't say that shit because I was going to say, like, yo, get that thing out the way. That thing would have looked at me. Who you calling Thang? We are Codysseus. That's Cody's Venom name, whatever.
Yes.
Who Codysseus?
Codysseus.
Yeah. I rewatched that Venom sequence in that video game where he just took Mary Jane. I was like, I see why people making memes and jokes of this shit. That shit does look like a dick coming after Mary Jane. I was like, yeah, that shit does look creepy looking now. Like, oh, man. Because Cody's got that going on right now with two of them, right?
Yeah.
But it's the last call on here, Cody, and also... Got to talk about Cody's next hip-hop artist choice here as well, too. So
these are two things, my friend. These are two things. So should I get into the artist first? Should I get into the beer first?
Well, I'll let you pick. What you feel like doing?
Let's get into the beer first. Yeah, let's get to the beer. Yeah, let's get to the beer.
The cat's already drinking that beer, ain't it?
Actually, if she had her way, she probably would. Or if he had his way.
Yeah, your girlfriend about to kill you. My God. Did you just use the wrong pronoun? Oh, my God. No, you didn't just call that. Oh, you fucked now, sir. I'm gonna report you to the Twitter police or the ex police or whatever. Don't do that, Cody.
I still can't take that fucking name seriously. I try, but I'm just like, X, nah. No. Anyway.
Everybody calls it X.
Yeah, I know I don't. So I was hoping to get a different beer today. If you get a chance to this week, hopefully next week I can get the beer that I had in mind. But for this week, I do
Did it sell out?
No, it didn't sell out because I actually have a friend that has it. Actually, I was supposed to get it from last week, but he still has it. But hopefully,
that shit, dude.
Oh shit, better not. Some bitch, I'll come after you. don't play my alcohol, goddamn.
Notice how he said we will come after him. That motherfucker's combined. He's fully matched.
We fully achieved symbiosis, if you will. Yes.
We've achieved full symbiosis now, or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That motherfucker talking in his head now.
Yeah. So
I feel like Cody's symbiote would just tell him to drink more.
That's all it would be. Yeah, just drink more. Yeah.
Do it.
You think you're done? Yeah. Keep going.
Your liver will be fine. Yes.
My liver can take it.
Yeah. I mean, you really would be like that Venom sequence of him at that rave party and shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you really would be at that fucking party. Looking like a light-skinned Terry Crews and shit there.
I was saying, I'll be wearing this robe still.
With the highlighted necklaces and shit like that. It is funny because that was the first time on like TV format or whatever that we finally announced that Venom's a loser, and it's just like, yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
I don't know why people didn't think he was a loser. I was like, yeah, he is a loser. Like, especially compared to his other brothers and sisters and shit like that. It's like, yeah, Venom's the biggest loser out of all of them.
Yeah,
he ain't never succeeded at shit.
Yeah, that's why he tries to do all this shit on Earth, because he ain't shit on his home planet. That's why he shows up here. It's like, oh. I'm the only symbiote.
It's like one of the positives they got right in those Venom movies.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, just discredit him at every chance you can. Yeah. And every time he sees a new
That was the best part of that movie. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And just have him acknowledge every time another symbiote comes, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like, damn.
I have competition now.
It's basically like when you're the only black guy at a party and all the girls like you. And then another one shows up and you just like.
Like, fuck.
I think Key and Peele did that skit with
music. Falsetto.
Yeah, the falsetto skit and whatever and shit. And they were just like, what you doing here now, boy? Like, one could sing better than the other one and shit, and they were just like, I worked a hard time to get these white folks on my side or whatever. That's basically Venom. Talking to other ones and shit. I worked real hard to get this shit, okay? Why can't you go to California, motherfucker? Oh, wait, they already got it. Why can't you go to New York or some shit like that?
Go
to Africa, okay?
Hey, you blowing up my fucking spot, man. Fuck.
Yeah. I was top shit around here till you showed up. You got all these tendrils and shit going on. I can't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, greedy motherfuckers. Can't let a motherfucker have shit in here.
Oh, shit.
He that little brother that he likes. Exactly. Basically our brothers. Cody likes his brother somewhat. I'm joking. Yeah. Somewhat. Yeah. I think. I don't like mine.
I think it's safe to say I do at least like my brother better than you like yours. Hey, I think that's that much to say.
Yeah, he'd be trying to hug me now. I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Because I have some positive things to say about my brother. You have like nothing positive to say about yours.
He's tiny, so he's compact. You know, I could put him in a suitcase or something like that. I mean, that's useful.
Yeah, but really, does that benefit you though?
No.
Anyway. No. So, well, there you go.
I'm trying to still shove him back in the womb. It's not even possible. Just not. I asked my mother not too long ago. I said, "Can we abort him still somehow?"
Jesus.
Is there a way for that to happen? Like, you just abort him? Like,
my man just tried to delete him from existence. That's some true hate and pettiness. I don't know. That's just hate, right there. I don't know. If that's petty. That's just.
Oh, it's petty.
That's just hate.
I got a lot of pettiness.
Well, you'll know more about the true definition of pettiness than I was. That's a damn sure.
Goddamn right, sir. You goddamn right. I am a petty man. Good.
Anyway, folks. There, I got a, which will hopefully be a good one. I don't even know if I've had anything from this brewery. If I have, it was definitely off the show. Mm. Probably at a bottle share or somewhere out in the actual city where this is brewed at, which is San Diego, California. And this right here is Abnormal Brewing's 3 BPO. This Never is heard. Their German Pilsner. Let's say Pilsner. German Pilsner coming in at 5% alcohol. And
what's it called again? Here, you said C3PO? What did you say?
It's called 3DPO. 3DPO.
Is that why it's gold and black like that motherfucking robot?
3DPO. You can see right here. Get the fucking thing and stop auto-focusing. Oh, there you go. Yeah, cool little design right there. Looks like an arc reactor kind of in the middle. I'll take a more detailed photo. I'll put on the gram later. But yeah. I'm liking this can. It's a badass can. It's got little patches on the back here. It says, I am 3DPO. Consumer Lager Relations, and you are, that's just a quote from some shit. I don't know if I can know. Much like the beloved Much like the beloved C-3PO, this German Pilsner is programmed for etiquette and protocol. We followed a traditional lagering method with a triple decoction, so that's where the three comes from. During the 5-step mash process, this brings out subtle honey and biscuit notes from the bark pilsner. It is programmed with size hops for earthy and herbal notes. We can't promise this beer will make you fluent in over 7 million languages, but it is crispy enough to share with fellow droids. Well, I'm not going to be doing that. I'm drinking this shit alone. So fuck that.
I love how they say that. Like, we have never once seen 3PO talk to 7 million languages. I've only heard that motherfucker.
Yeah, so I'm assuming he's an android or robot. So I'm assuming it kind of makes sense that he would know all those languages. But yeah, he only ever spoke one. So
he was the most useless motherfucker I've ever seen in a franchise.
I think that's more detailed. Remember all that extraneous Star Wars shit, like the books and all that?
Yeah.
I think that's where that came from.
Yeah, that goes back to
you need to read the book.
I'm not reading that shit.
remember that the whole Halo thing with Master Chief and all that.
Oh yeah, I do. Same thing. That. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, just like the Spartan 117 there is like, shut the fuck up. Just play Halo.
Shut your ass. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Somebody did ask. Someone did tell me that. It's like, you should read the Assassin's Creed book. You'll enjoy it. But I was like, man, you can suck. I ain't reading shit. Okay.
All I need Master Chief to do is belt out some cool ass one liners and fuck shit up. That's it. Like all this backstory shit, man, I don't care.
Sometimes I don't even need him to say shit.
Yeah.
Just need them to pull that rifle out and get to going. Shit. Like, badass one line. That's a pretty looking bottle right there.
This is a gorgeous beer, sir. This is a gorgeous beer right here. Pours a light golden, slightly almost hay color kind of thing going on. Got a healthy fucking head on there. It looks like soap almost. That head is just everlasting. Look at that shit.
I like it.
A lot of good carbonation on here too. Can't really see in the camera, but this is a nice bubble action going on in there.
I see a little.
This is a very attractive beer.
Looks healthy.
This is like I'm very much looking forward to drinking this. This shit looks great.
That looks like a good tap pour.
Oh man, this gives me everything I want in a classic pilsner. You get that bready note, like they mentioned in the back, they get that biscuity kind of quality going on.
I've never seen someone hold something with two hands like he is right now. Like, he's like a baby.
Oh yeah, I want to drop this. Hey, I want to drop this.
It's winter time. He got hot chocolate in winter, and he's like, ooh, let's warm up with the hot chocolate. Man,
this is quick. Yeah, I'm getting a slight back black pepper note too. Mm-hmm. A little bit spicy. But yeah, man, this smells nice. You get a little bit of that hop character too.
You said you got that in San Diego, or is this
it's brewed in San Diego. I actually got this from a liquor store right around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is available, people in all.
Yes.
I shouldn't say all, but LA County. Let's just say that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, this is smelling great. Like I said. As far as like a pilsner goes, it smells like a top-notch pilsner. Like pilsner, you're not going to get anything crazy as far as like aroma goes, but this smells like a bona fide pilsner. Yeah. Especially on the show.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm excited to get into the flavor for this. Cheers.
Cheers, sir.
Oh. Right off the front, boom, blast of honey. They weren't fucking lying with this. Honey forward. That's interesting. I've never tasted, this is only the first sip, mind you. This is that very, very first sip. I have never tasted a pilsner that was so honey forward in the palate. And that shit is lingering too. And this is still off my first sip. Mm-hmm. And that shit is still going.
Is it dominating the other flavor notes or is it, it's just the most noticeable one?
Oh, now on that second sip. Mm-hmm. Now I'm getting more of that bready kind of classic pilsner notes going on.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of melding together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That first sip was pretty much all predominantly honey. That second sip was them kind of merging the classic pilsner notes, like bread, that black pepper, that biscuity kind of thing going on.
That cat got an ass on it.
Linus. Sir.
Ass on that cat. Look at that shit. Man, damn.
Linus.
You're like, what the hell you want?
Yeah.
What you want, Jesus Christ,
dude trying to create his OnlyFans on this shit right now.
He really is. Yeah, he went full nude on us or whatever shit. Let me show you my anal action.
I'm getting like a green or black tea kind of thing going on, man. Too. Mm. Man, this is a really complex pilsner. There's a lot going on in here, and the label pretty much gives you the lay of the land, beef for beef. Like, I am tasting everything they're saying and more.
You never had anything from this company, right?
Off the top of my head, I don't think I have, but I know for sure I haven't had anything from them on the show. For sure. Oh, man, this is... Mm. Yeah, every time I keep going in, man, and I'm getting like that kind of hay kind of thing going on, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little lightness.
How's the carbonation almost on the tongue there?
Carbonation is nice, little spritzy. Nothing too crazy.
Zesty.
Mouthfeel's. I would say it's on that heavier side of light, not teetering toward medium. It's pretty light though on the mouthfeel. Man, I gotta say, this is at least in recent memory. Mm-hmm. This is one of the most complex pilsners I've had.
Wow,
in recent memory. This is why I challenge, what we used to call, I don't know if they still call this, a term we used to use a lot in the craft beer community, the BMC drinkers, the Bud Miller Coors drinkers. I think they should try this out to give them a different idea of what a lager pilsner style beer can taste like the heights that style can reach.
Man, I ain't anything that ain't made in America, man. Shit, I only drink American beer. I don't drink that fruity bullshit you drinking. Shit, give me my Bud Light and we're gonna shoot some robots up, goddammit.
Just a robot.
We're gonna take on AI and all that shit. We give my Bud Light.
Where's John Connor at?
I would never drink these beers or whatever, but like, isn't Miller Lite gotta be the worst one out of all of them?
You might be right. They're all awful, but I don't know, man. Andy Light is fucking
And then if you had to pick one, which one you think would be worse, which one do you think,
Mr. Man, and that Coronita we had too.
That's yeah, I think I threw up after that. Didn't I? I think I threw up. Because I never knew that Corona had I don't remember what it was depicted as. It was Coronita. I guess it was like a light beer or some shit like that. I think it like stained my teeth.
I think I still got to go with Natty Light. It's probably like the worst of those.
Yeah.
Those types of beers. But obviously, they probably all fall in the same range, honestly.
Yeah. It's all made the same way.
Yeah, it's same. Yeah.
You know, so then you tell me you don't want to take a tour of Miller Lite Distillery, then
brewery. No. I'm wasting my goddamn time.
What if they give you like a high end champagne Miller Lite?
I don't want that shit. I'll get that shit away. I don't want that. I ain't gonna do that.
I'm gonna do that. Oh, they just emailed me. They want us to come by and pay them a visit.
No. Okay. Did you respond? Ghost them, motherfuckers.
I blocked them.
Yeah, there you go. Mark that shit as spam. Mark it as spam.
I love how California, we got the shitty companies.
We really do. Yeah.
We got the worst beer companies in our, I guess I should say L.A. Orange County area. We got like the worst beer companies produced here as far as like the Millers and Buds and shit like that. We got our whiskey companies are fucking trash, dude. We just...
Oh, whiskey is... Don't even talk about whiskey, please. That's just a whole... That shit is... That is... That's sad. That's just... Man.
I don't know if the Sotros is based out of California, but we got them going. So, I mean, at least that's...
Yeah, we got the tequila and the skull at least. Yeah. Thankfully, works for us because that's the shit we into now. So,
yeah, because I'm not trying to go to. You sure you don't want to go to Bud Light Distiller Brewery?
I'm 100% sure.
Yeah, they might give you the blue 100%. And white can. Like,
Oh, the blue and the white one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, limited edition.
Oh shit, that's that limited edition shit. That 135th anniversary.
Yeah, whatever you fucking on. Sell at the Mark Wahlberg or whatever.
Yeah. <Hey. laughs> Oh, so this for me? Oh, thanks, man. Oh,
thanks, man.
I appreciate it, bro.
Okay, yeah. I love shit.
You know what? I got you. Hey, next time in LA, I got you, bro.
Yeah.
I got you, bro.
Yeah,
thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, man.
We'll work out together, bro. We can drink my what the fuck did he got? He got a tequila or something like that, or I don't. He got something.
He probably. I don't know. I'm assuming it'll be a tequila. He just seemed like a tequila guy. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think it wasn't a gin. I think it was tequila or something, but I don't want to try that shit.
I think it was tequila. Yeah, he had that little signing somewhere recently.
Yeah,
he had it was tequila.
Orange County, tequila. Yeah. So
it was tequila.
Okay. I can't remember the name of it and shit, but like, I don't think I need to try anything from Mark Wahlberg. I'm good. I think I'm good. Yeah.
You doubt me, bro? You done? Yeah. Oh, come on, bro.
I am. Yeah, yes, I am. I am. I don't think you give a fuck about what you drink, dude. You're one of those dudes that be like, I'll fucking down that shit, bro. Just give it to me. Fucking give it to me. I'll do it. Like, yeah, I'm good, dude.
Yeah, but to wrap up my thoughts on this beer, man, this is, I was not expecting the beer to be to this level, honestly. I literally just picked this up off a whim because I heard great things about this brewery. Mm-hmm. And I was really feeling something on the lighter side as far as drinking because the weather's fucking hot out here nowadays. I was like, yeah, let me get something light. Let me get something highly drinkable. And this is a winner. This is an absolute winner. I remember the last...
How much that cost?
What was the last... This for a four-pack, it was $21.
Oh, okay.
Four pack and then 16-ounce cans.
Oh yeah, because them cans are big too. I was like, it looked like 16 ounces or whatever. So yeah, they're not like regular size cans and shit like that. $21 not bad neither. What's the finish like? Is it got like a zestiness to it? I feel like it.
There is a bit of a there's a slight lemon kind of thing going on.
Okay,
that's thank you for pointing out. Yeah, like lemon verbena kind of thing going on. But the finish, there's a ton of that green tea I was talking about. That green and black tea, a lot of that. The honey. It's mostly on the front end now. Mm. And it almost completely dissipates on the finish. The finish, especially the more I drink it, it leaves that kind of green tea, green tea vibe going on, which is, I love green tea, so this works perfectly for me.
do like, I like black tea, so that sounds like it'd be delicious too.
Yeah, yep, green, yep. Yeah, excuse me. This is a treat, man. It's actually, yeah, just talking about surprise, and you know what I mean? Like, we all love a pleasant surprise. So I gotta give it even points for that. Four pack, 16-ounce can, $21. I think that's well priced. Awesome can label too. Nice finish, nice sheen. I love the logo.
You buy another four pack?
I would totally buy another four pack.
Oh, you know,
I would totally buy another four pack, and I would recommend anybody if you see this in your area too. Especially if you're looking for like if you're starting like branch into craft beer and you're looking for something like a step up. This is way more than a step above the normal bullshit you're probably used to drinking. This is a truly crafted pilsner / lager right here. This is how it should be done. This is the standard. All breweries should be taken when it comes to brewing a pilsner. So for that, I'm gonna give this a last drop, my friend.
Yeah.
This is a bona fide winner. This is amazing. Abnormal. I would definitely be buying other stuff from them for sure. And this is not the last you've heard of this brewery on this show. That is for damn sure.
I mean, once you say that you would buy that again and no hesitation, that kind of bona fide last drop, mm-hmm. to be honest, whatever. Like there's no reason why that shouldn't be a last drop if you buy more of that. I mean, whenever you spend your money on buying multiple bottles or cans of it, something like that, that's guaranteed last drop then. If you still can give it a high review and a rating and everything, and you say, I don't feel the need to buy this over again, that already defeats the purpose of it not being a last drop then, you know, because I could give any bottle here a 3 or 3.5 and tell you right now, be like, I don't see the need for me to buy this again because I'll probably sip this bottle here and there. But once you say you buy it again, I knew you was going last drop on that, baby. You know what I'm saying? So that works out perfectly or whatever. I'm almost certain he'll be fucking visiting that distillery or that brewery now, more and more now.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that's for damn sure. Yeah, there's no way I couldn't. Yeah, this is excellent stuff.
You know, it's crazy to hear you say, like, oh, if you looking to try some beer and stuff, go out to the... It's crazy to hear, like, you know, how big the craft beer community is and still how many people still buy, like, the Coors and shit like that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, well-balanced 50-50 of people that drink that shit still and still with the craft beer community. Because all these breweries be packed as shit, by the way, people. I mean, on a regular fucking basis, they'd be packed as hell. But yet somehow you can still drink Coors Light. That's amazing to me.
Beyond me.
Because I can tell you this right now. If I was to drink that shit, why would I touch bullshit again? They're like,
yeah, especially. Yeah. How could you go back? Tasted this, dude. This is such a, it's almost, you know, I'm not going to, no, this is an elegant beer. Like you can tell the craftsmanship they put into this thing. You can taste it. Mm-hmm. And to go back to some mass-produced swill like that, I don't understand it, man. Don't get it. Especially something that's almost flavorless. You know, it's just, I don't get it. I don't know.
It is just weird. It is funny because in my barber shop, my barber's a big craft beer geek or whatever and stuff. And, you know, he hands out an IPA every now and then to people or whatever. And they go like, oh, what is this? It's too bitter or strong or something like that. I just like... I don't know how you can complain about that after you just drank that fucking Corona or that fucking what's the other one? Modelo. That's the popular one, I guess, in California.
Yeah, but you know, Modelo, that's one I can actually stomach. It's not that bad. Especially like Negro Modelo. I like Negro Modelo.
The Negro one is not bad. Regular Modelo tastes like piss to me. I'm not gonna lie. I don't like it.
Yeah, I like all like the mass produced stuff. I think it's probably like the best of them. Regular Modelo.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say Modelo is not that bad. You don't like Stella Artois?
No, I know. They make great glassware, but that their actual beer, no, I don't fuck that.
And I will say they do make glassware because that one we got from Tequila Ranch, I like that glass a lot.
No, the glassware, and you see why there's a lot of like bars that use Stella Artois glassware.
I will say, too, when they want reviews and stuff like that, they do send nice little box packages. Mm-hmm. My friend in Miami, she gets because she does reviews for stuff like that sometimes. She does more food than she does drinks or whatever every now and then. They send her this beautiful box set with the glass in it, a bottle of it, a bottle opener and stuff like that. So it's one of those companies that makes very good merchandise over their actual product.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, their merchandise team, they deserve all the credit in the world. Yeah. All the credit.
I was, I would say as far as like the general beers or whatever, it is one of the more classier ones as far as of a presentation.
Presentation. Oh, yeah. Presentation is always on point. I would never fault them for that. Yeah. I'll always give them A+ for that. For sure. For sure. Beer sucks ass, but presentation is on point.
They should send us one and have us review it.
Yeah, I will give it honest review.
They hope they don't listen. Hope they don't listen, because
exactly.
Yeah. Hope they don't listen at all. Mm. Shit. Yeah, because that is that I'll be letting you handle that one. By the way,
you know, I'll review it. I wouldn't mind. Actually, I wouldn't mind reviewing it. I would totally review it if we get sent something. I would totally review it.
Where are they based out of?
I don't know, honestly.
It's got to be Florida, because I always see them send shit in Florida.
Oh, okay, maybe. Linus, goddamn it.
We are Linus. Okay, stop calling me by my name or whatever. You don't want that Miller Lite package, Cody, is what you're telling me?
I can only go so far, sir. I have my limits. I would say the only reason I would do Stella Artois is just because there is a attention to detail in their, you know, their marketing and yes. The presentation. So I appreciate that. I fuck with that. You know what I mean? I'll review that. Yeah,
that adds a nice little touch to it and stuff. You know, mm-hmm. it gives a little. You know,
it has something going for it, you know what I mean?
I could see them skating by with a 1.5 maybe.
I might even throw one. I'm gonna throw an extra 0.5 on there.
Yeah, I throw a 1.5 on there. Yeah. You know, I could see. It wouldn't be a you can keep this motherfucker. I could bet that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not like I want to shit on Stella Artois. I don't. I wish the beer was good. I don't. Who wishes a beer was bad? Nobody wishes that shit. I'm just telling how it is.
Who wish any product we bought was bad?
Yeah. Like, I don't take joy in saying that Stella Artois sucks. It just sucks. I just gotta tell it how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
if they send it to us for free.
Yeah.
I just want that nice box, to be honest.
Yeah. I'll take another glass, too. Sure.
Yeah. You know, I love it, too, because when we was at Tequila Ranch, and they were like, take whatever you want, guys. We were just like, oh.
Okay.
Don't mind if we do, yeah. Don't, sure. Don't mind if we do. We start looking at shit. I was like, yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, you can throw that in it. Yeah, get that right here. Yeah, right there. Yeah. We ran out of hands, Cody. We was just like,
his feet and shit.
Yeah, shit. Cody used his third leg. I mean, shit. Like, yeah. He was holding them glasses by his third leg. He's like, yeah. It's time to leave and shit like that. You know, so, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes the merch is just better than the liquor itself.
Sometimes, yeah, it depends on the, you know, the distillery. Yeah, that's you damn right.
Oh, that's where I got that that tequila Milagro, was it? Milagro?
Yeah.
And that was that's when we both realized. Well, we didn't know at the time because we never had the tequila, and then we realized, oh, they make much better merch. Because I wear the fuck out of that hat.
That's dope. Yeah, merch is dope.
The hat is real dope, but the tequila tastes like shit. I don't even remember which one we had. Neither was it the blue or orange bottle.
I think it was the blue one.
I think you're not
mistaken.
Yeah,
I think it was the blue one. That shit was terrible.
I don't even. Was that a blanco? You remember if that was a blanco or what? Like, what was
I think that? I think it was a blanco, but that shit was fucking ass. that shit was straight fucking Kulo, bro.
Especially after we just had the Tesla tequila.
That you talk about a contrast. Holy shit, polar opposites. That's one of the worst pour. That's probably gonna make me fucking. That's making them the
making worst. The worst
oh, yeah, that, that's making the worst. You got there. That El Dorado.
El Dorado. 15, that's making the list.
That bullshit. Yeah. Everything headed that fucking bar that night.
Cody, that wasn't even a Blanco. That was a silver.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's silver. They don't even have a Blanco.
I think that's just a fancy name for a Blanco, honestly.
Oh, is it? Probably.
Right. I think so. Yeah, silver. Who the fuck is a silver?
Hey. You know what I mean? I will say their Añejo bottle looks dope as shit.
That's a gorgeous bottle.
I'm not spending $80.
$80?
Dude. And the orange one is the... Well, they have two orange ones. One's a bright and one's a dark. And that's a Reposado and an Añejo. Oh, the one I showed you was a Añejo Barrel Reserve.
I think the silver might just be their Blanco, then. That makes sense.
Yeah, it tastes like shit, then, okay?
Yeah, that's fucking awful, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I was in Total Wine this past weekend or whatever, and they restocked their shelves, and man, they got so many of the 375 milliliter mezcals and tequila bottles now. Man, I'm happy about that because that means I don't have to buy a full bottle of mezcal going forward now.
That's music to my ears right there.
Yeah, man. So just keep your eyes out on that, people. So when we start doing more of these or whatever, especially if you just need a quick bottle to get for a tequila or mezcal and shit, people, shout out to Cody over there, 375 milliliter, man. So you can get them for $20 or less. So you might see a few of those here because I think that was what my last mezcal was with a 375 and.
Oh yeah, man, that's so beautiful. That is, man, that well, not only the price range, just that form factor, brilliant. So brilliant for us reviewers, especially, man. Oh god, that's heavenly, man. If only every spot, if they had even certain beers that had
that'd be awesome. You
know, oh my god,
they should have a tasting size, right? Like they should,
You know, what I mean?
They got the glasses for them at the breweries and shit like that. So yeah, like a tasting size, that'd be awesome. Shit.
That would be. Man, that would be killer. Oh, I love that.
You know, it's funny because they got the Milagro 375 milliliters. I still wouldn't even spend $17 on that shit.
No, you keep that shit. Yeah. I wouldn't spend 2 cents on that shit.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Okay, so the regular bottle is $18 or the 375 milliliters, $18. If I really like this, why wouldn't I just spend $22 on the regular bottle then?
That's I don't. Yeah.
Price difference on that is only $5 realistically. So, what? God damn, who came up with this fucking pricing? They can't even get their fucking price in there.
That's not a good sign. $375
should be the $375 should be like fucking $12. And if that's the case, you're like half of what the other one costs. So, yeah. There's a Milagro bottle and batch margarita mixture. Oh my, look, see. You can keep that motherfucker too.
It's a nice looking bottle. It's very nice looking bottle. I like the decor on that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't mixing my margarita with that shit. Didn't even want to mix my regular tequila with that. So yeah, that'll definitely be on the worst of list. I'm making the rule now. Rather you or the saying here. We talked about them bottles long enough on here that it's part of the show now at this point. So I don't need to sip.
We're making an exception for that bullshit.
Yeah, Cody was right when we was there. We should have made a fuck. We should have just stuck with the cocktails there because fuck, man, they done.
Yeah, we fucked up.
We was feeling ourselves, because we was just either wrapping up Tequila Month or whatever it may be, or in the middle of it and shit. We was just like, man, let's stick with the. And then we was going into rum month, so we was just like, man, let's stick with the vibe.
That's what it was. We're going into rum month. Yep.
Yeah, we was like, let's stick with the vibe here. Like, let's stick with tequila and rum and go with it, especially since we had a tiki bar, and only to realize, man, we should have just ended the night.
Yep. Should have stopped it right there. It would have been golden.
Went up in there. That was the first time I've ever gave away a drink to somebody at a bar. Like, yeah, you can have this shit. Take this motherfucker, please. That literally was the rating right there. Whatever, you keep this mother. You can take this motherfucker right here. Like shit. Them girls, they hesitated because obviously taking drinks from strangers. Like, oh, what'd you put in? And I can't remember if it was Cody or me that said it. But we just both just kind of went like, it tastes like shit. We don't want it. That's what I thought. It was like. And usually you probably don't say that because you want to give away the fucking drink or whatever, but we was just like, I was like, I can't drink this motherfucker. Cody finished one of them. I can't remember which one. I think it was the rum, wasn't it? Because we had that second. Yeah,
I think it was
the rum, dude. I think so. I think I poured mine into yours too.
I think I just said fuck it because I was drunk then. I was like, yeah, whatever. This tastes like shit. Fuck it. Might as well just send a shit.
We didn't drink no more after that rum.
That was it. Yep.
We said fuck this. Might as well just catch it off.
Yeah.
There's better ways I could have thought of spending my $24 on that.
Yeah, that was, man. Yeah, that liquor lineup they had was sad. That shit was sad as fuck, man.
It was an El Segundo of all places, too.
El Segundo, man. And I was like, I was happy, too. I was like, oh, yeah, cool tiki bar, man. Yeah, check this out. I haven't had a tiki bar in a while. Let's go.
The only thing that's open.
Yeah, it was the only thing that was open. It was like Thursday night we went. Wednesday,
Thursday night. Yeah. Thursday night, yeah. I Can't believe nothing else was open. I was kind of shocked by that. I was like, what the fuck? Why is it nothing else open?
That's El Segundo. Yeah, El Segundo was like real low key, so that checks out. But
it wasn't low key in that bar. That's a damn show. It was not.
No.
We were staring at that like, oh, we got excited about that El Dorado 15. We was like, oh man, look at that. I mean, we should have went to Bevmo first, because whatever we see behind Bevmo's glass case, that's a red flag.
That's the marker.
Yeah.
I'm just walking to Bevmo, just look at that glass case and just walk out. That's what I'm going to do, is get it every month.
Whatever's in that glass case, that should tell you not to drink that shit then. Whatever.
Don't drink this shit.
Matter of fact, it ain't even a glass, that's an acrylic case too. Some cheap fuckers.
The moment I saw fucking Jefferson's Park behind a glass case, I was like,
they got Knob Creek Ride behind the glass case. Yes. Hey, like, yo, get your hands on this shit right here.
Hey, we got that shit. Hey, fuck it. At this point, hey, get a store pick ride. I'll review that shit.
Didn't you review a 1792 Bevmo?
Yeah, from Bevmo. Mm-hmm.
You said mm-hmm. it tastes like shit.
Yep. It tastes like shit. I gave that shit away. Yep.
Was that this tastes year like or that. Last year? That was this year, wasn't
it? No, that was last year.
That was last year. Okay.
Yeah.
You gave that motherfucking bottle away.
I was like, man, this shit trash. Like, who the fuck is picking these barrels? Your palate is fucked. God, you need to retrain your shit. I'm sorry. I know taste is subjective and all that, but it's some bullshit, man.
Shit. I love it because you know 1792 got a shit ton of barrels, and the guy or woman that was testing
that's the barrel. Shows that shit. Yeah.
That's like, the barrel. Yeah, this is the one right here.
It tastes like cherries and ass. Like, what the fuck is this?
Cherry ass juice.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love that. That had me rolling when he opened that fucking bottle and sipped. They said, oh no. I gotta tell you, it is really hard to fuck up a 1792 store pick too. At that,
I'm about to say, man, this is like they speak for themselves. Like,
it really
1792. They're okay. Their stuff is okay for the most part. They're not great, but they get the job done.
Yeah,
but that shit was just bad. It was just awful. I was like, man, fuck this. Bevmo, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, shit. That shit had me rolling when he's like Cody said, 1792 is something you just take to a fucking barbecue party or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, people will enjoy it or whatever and stuff. But mm-hmm. like, I don't think I've ever had a, and that was a foolproof too. I don't know how you fucked that up.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. The
foolproof. Yeah, that's supposed to be like, you know, that's supposed to be like the one. Like, you see all that player, boom, in your fucking face. And, you know.
I remember Cody said that shit dried in the motherfucker too.
It was not good, bro. No.
Well, that was his first and last store pick from Bevmo.
First and fucking last. And I was like, I swore to this day, I will never get another. Well, I'm gonna buy 1792 anyway, but especially when I buy a fucking store pick. I'm like, nope, I'm good, I'm done. Finito. I know fucking Beverage Warehouse, they had a bunch of store picks at one point. I think they still regularly get like 1792 store picks, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't fuck with those. The Eagle Rares, I always fuck with those. But
yeah,
and the Colonel Taylors and all that. But yeah, it's fucking no.
Yeah, 1792 is at this point, it really is like whatever. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you get more than two, and you already be like, it's almost the same shit.
Really. At this point, it really is. Another thing, that marketing, because those bottles are fucking gorgeous. I will give them that. Those are gorgeous fucking, they're like pristine as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally get it. Yeah.
It was one of those grocery store fine bottles too. I think Albertsons had a better pick than that. And I think I told this story. I saw it at a Pavilions and it had the Albertsons sticker on it. I was like, God damn, even Albertsons got store picks of this shit now.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn shit. And somehow Bevmo still couldn't get this shit right. Whoever the old man or woman was that tested this shit out tastes way better than Bevmo's pick, apparently. Can Bevmo do anything right?
No.
They can't even get their membership shit right.
They can't get the membership shit right. They stock.
The Dustin bottles, can't do that right.
We just saw one positive, so we know what to not get by their little glass case options.
That's true, yeah.
They have a purpose now. You know what I mean?
I just love seeing Woodford Reserve behind the fucking glass, like double oak.
Yeah, I saw that Four Roses small batch.
The small batch, like, yeah. Like, why is that behind that fucking glass? Why do I got to call somebody to get that bottle?
Jesus Christ.
I know we were sitting on Total Wine bourbon selection, but you go to Bedmo Select, that's just like just one, they ain't even an aisle. It's just a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking shelf.
Yeah, but at least they're not like bullshit store picks, though. Tell you that.
That's true. Yeah. Total Wine takes the dub over Bedmo
and store picks. And they're not putting fucking old elk behind glass cases and shit.
Motherfucker said old elk too. That's another. That one's becoming like 17. I'm tired of seeing that motherfucker.
Yeah, Wilderness Trail, all that bullshit.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about old elk no more. Take your old elky ass down the street or whatever and shit. Okay. Okay, Cody. We got your number nine now. Your number nine MC
Artiste.
As we wrap up this 50 years of celebration of hip hop, this genre that we love so much. And don't forget, next year we'll be doing our top 10 or 12 worst of.
Worst of. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be, especially with us introduced to Keela Moore too. It's going to be a very interesting 2024, I must say.
Yeah, it will be. Our worst of who we thought killed the business.
I can think of 10 off the head, top of my head right now. Actually, that's going to be a very hard list.
I don't think 12 is enough, to be honest.
Luckily, man, these are times I wish we still had a comment section, because I would love to see the comments next year. We might have one by this point next year.
Yeah, who knows? They will hate on us for sure. They will be like, you guys don't understand the genre here. But I don't give a fuck. They're trash.
Yeah, you motherfuckers are terrible.
looking at you, OG Macko. Looking at you.
That's you, 21 Savage. Anyway.
Yeah. I think me and Cody are going to be arguing when it comes to that list. Like, God damn it, that was on my list.
He's worse. He's fucking worse.
How dare you say 21 Savage before I can get to him first, Cody? God damn it, now I got to find another sorry motherfucker. That's right, people. We're not going to have the same, or we're going to at least try not to have the same names, whatever and shit. But, you know, that shouldn't be too hard, to be honest. I got to be honest. Yeah. So you got to get 24. You might get 24 of the worst people that killed the business.
I can easily do 2 a week. That's or 2 a month, rather. 2 a month. Yeah.
I can do 2.
I can do 2 a week. Yeah. I can do 2 a week. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe we should do one on each of our weeks, and then we'll mix and match. We'll come together.
Let's do that. We'll do that.
And we'll agree on one to throw on the list.
All right. We'll do that. Yeah, that sounds good. Maybe we should do like a top five or. Sorry, bottom five at the end of the year.
Bottom five at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Bottom five. top five worst of. All right, so I'm looking forward to that, because the best of is of who helped influence, you know, and guided us into loving this genre. And then the 2024 list will be of those that ran us away from the genre.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have a decade worth of material for that. So
oh yes, ooh boy, I think we got more than a decade actually. Yeah. But you know, we should. I can't wait.
I can't wait to roast this motherfucker.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one. I can't wait for that one.
Oh well. So go on my number nine of the year. This man is the complete opposite of these cats we'll be talking about next year. This man was ad lib bliss. Actually, it's like when I say the complete opposite, this guy was the complete fucking opposite. Mm-hmm. And this guy. Also gone way too soon, died way too fucking young. This man right here, he was the lead of one of the greatest rap groups, rap bands, whatever you want to call it, of all time. And his solo work was also pristine. Big pioneer in the 90s, as far as rap goes, his storytelling was immaculate. And the reason it was so immaculate, he had this unique flair for incorporating jazz into his raps, so much to the point where his first album, well, one of his first albums called Jasmine Taz. Yes, folks, I'm talking about the man himself, Guru. Yes, Mr. I Am Number One.
Oh, okay.
We might hear about him next year.
Number one, because two was not a winner, and three could have bought
him. Ain't nobody to
win. Hey, spitting this country grammar, smoking that. Mm-hmm. Oh man, Guru, man,
Guru, man,
so long now,
Guru, man. Why he's so great, along with his storytelling, dude was just so positive all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was so positive, and he did brag, and you know his raps a lot too. Don't get me wrong, he was a very braggadocious type of rapper, but
mm-hmm.
he always remained positive. And you know, it'd be another MC, another New York guy, another MC from that region. You could tell, you know, but from his lyrics, just that flavor, just that rawness, that grittiness, which I love. This is why I think we keep saying this: New York is the birthplace of the greatest rappers on the planet.
Yeah.
New York, by far. Yeah. You can't even argue that shit this morning.
I'm sure you listened to Jazzmatazz, that instrumental album he had or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He had like four volumes of it or something like that.
Right.
That's a fantastic description of how Cody described him with his influence on jazz music and stuff like that. Like, I love that whole instrumental album.
Another reason too why he syncs with me, like why I relate to him so much. I love his demeanor. It's kind of like straight to the point, almost monotonous in a way, but not boring. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, man, his flow, his cadence, it's something that's very much unique to him and to him alone. There's like, there is nobody that sounds like Guru, and there would never be anybody else alive or dead mm-hmm. that will sound like Guru. At this point, at any point in time, I think
it's part of Gangstar. Gangstar,
yep, just about to get into that. The world famous Gangstar, mm-hmm. like I said, one of the best rap duos of all time. Man, their discography just fucking amazing. No More Mr. Nice Guy, Stephanie Arena, Daily Operation. Come on now,
DJ Premier being on the track,
DJ Premier. Probably he might be my favorite producer of all time.
Oh, he is. He's mine.
Might be. He's mine. I think so.
Yeah.
Especially he comes from another era. We grew up loving hip hop.
Yeah.
Era, you know. Yeah.
He the king.
That like when you hear a DJ Premier track, you're like, okay, this is true fucking hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
DJ Premier, man, he makes it feel so mm-hmm. like fucking, he gets that nostalgia blood just boiling real quick. ASAP, he's like, ooh, yeah. man, I get chills sent from my mm-hmm. spine when I hear him and shit like that. Like, even on, he was recently on Nas's Magic album,
mm-hmm.
And he had that song with, called Wave Gods. And as soon as mm-hmm. it starts off, you already know it's a DJ Premier track, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That scratching, that
and scratching, like, and they're like a continuous like voice, like a verbal note in the background.
Yeah, man. I love DJ Premier.
It doesn't matter like what rapper is incorporated mm-hmm. in DJ Premier track. That shit always fucking works, man.
It always works, man. Because we talking like, about like from Nas to fucking ASAP Rocky to fucking ASAP. Run the Jewels
there was one Kanye West back. I hate that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Kanye West back. That classic. That's just a dope fucking track. More recent ones.
On
yeah. One featuring Guru. Well, actually, not featuring Guru. Guru is Guru's song. Mm-hmm. It's like a posthumous kind of release. I think it was like an unreleased track he did with mm-hmm. J. Cole. Yep. J. Cole, I'm not crazy about. He's better than most of what's out today. I'm not crazy
yeah,
about.
For sure. I would say J. Cole is definitely the best out of all the ones that people
he's
talk about.
Way better. I think he's leagues above most of what we have today.
I know people put him on Kendrick Lamar's level. I think
J. Cole watched the fucking Florida.
But I think he's much fucking better.
But man, that track, Family and Loyalty, holy shit. That shit. It sends chill down my fucking spine. People, you gotta listen to that track yet.
Mm-hmm.
Came out about 4 years ago, 2019. Mm-hmm. Family and Loyalty, man. And I'm so glad that track came out because I was at a point too. Wait, I was already doing all the hip hop, but I wasn't listening to a lot of hip hop at that time anyway.
Yeah.
But that track came out and I shit you not, I legit teared up listening to that shit because that brought me back to what hip hop actually is, what it is supposed to be. I was like, this is fucking gorgeous. And man, J. Cole never sounded fucking better. This is a perfect future. Everything about that song was fucking perfect. Holy shit.
I love how DJ Premier never really changed his style, but yet he always sounds so different too.
And like you said, he always had that signature, but it never gets boring or reduction. I guess it's like a twofer, like DJ Premier guru. But,
Well, we did mention Gangstar,
But the man never gets boring, dude. And just like Guru, just like Gangstar, man. That their imprint, their style, their everything about them, dude. They represent their art. They would make like hip hop is art, in my opinion, like true hip hop. And same. You look at these dudes, you see what they contributed to the landscape of hip hop and just music in general. And it's storytelling.
Yeah.
DJ Premier's beats, Guru's rhymes, games, it's all just beautiful storytelling. And they're painting a picture with every beat, every switch, every drum, everything. They're painting a picture. And that's why their music speaks to me. And that's why Guru, man, easily, I don't know how you call yourself a true hip hop fan and not have Guru at least in your top 10 somewhere.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Bare minimum.
Or Gangstar.
Bare fucking minimum. Yeah. Or Gangstar.
Yeah. Funny enough, I think Guru grew up in Boston, if I'm not mistaken, as well. But until he moved to New York and kind of finished out there. Mm-hmm. He passed away in 2010, too, which I remember when he passed away and shit. I was just like, God damn. I was like, that dude was young as shit still. It is crazy, too. If you look back at our list, there's only a few artists on there really like, maybe Nas, DMX, Notorious B.I.G. I guess even B.I.G. though, and Nas when they first kind of came out though. But a lot of these artists that we've named, they all were like kind of collaborators in a way with, you know, you said this was a two-parter with Guru and Primo and stuff like that. And it's like, I feel like a lot of our list has been a duo, a collaboration, a combination of people, whatever stuff. It just made the music so much better when you got a legendary producer, DJ, whatever it may be, with this guy that just had the skills.
Because they understood each other.
Yeah, man. And I think a lot of hip hop today is missing that. They're missing a lot of shit, actually. The first thing they're missing is fucking writing rhymes, actually. That makes fucking sense, you know? So it's like, you can start there. And then you find that legendary producer, DJ. I just feel like those producers and DJ really just don't want to work with those people today, to be honest. If you ask me.
Probably not.
You're never going to see DJ Premier on a fucking 21 Savage track.
That's how Rick Rubin did something.
Rick Rubin?
Yeah.
I'd go Rick Rubin over 21 Savage. That's for goddamn sure.
Yeah.
But you know, 21 Savage is all about that trap shit or whatever stuff. And I don't think DJ Premier would be like, he'd be like, what? Why the fuck would you call me for some shit like that?
Yeah,
problem with the trap shit is it all sounds the fucking same. And it is like dragged out and boring as fuck, dude. Like it's like, oh
yeah. I know everybody has their own cup of tea. You know, everybody's entitled. It's just
nah, fuck that entitlement. This shit's trash, dude. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I try not to hate. I really try, but man, I don't get it. I really don't. That's just me.
This is the one thing you can call me old man yelling at the clouds. Music, music.
Hey, you know, everybody has their own perspectives on things. That's fine. I don't know how else I can go about it because I'm the exact same way. Like, get that shit off my fucking lawn. I don't want any part of it.
Yeah. I think the new generation has fucked up two things in the world. It's music and sex. I hear so much weird shit about, like, I have to feel connected with you before I get, like, what the fuck are you talking about? We have to, like, I swear to God, I hear Spirit Bomb talk all the time when it comes to sex now. Whatever.
Well, you have a very unique story, so I totally see why you come to that conclusion. Because that was some anime shit that you went through, sir.
And me questioning my own doubt there. It was like, oh my God, if I train harder, I can become stronger than 9,000. You know, so, so I feel like this generation... it is funny because they'll over explain things, and then when it comes to music, it's just like the bare minimum gets them through it. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, it's just fucking trash today. Guru, man, damn, what a legendary. Even when he passed away,
I remember, legend.
They did a tribute to him or whatever, and he was celebrated as one of the most accomplished MCs in hip-hop history. Therefore, I mean, I remember in the background of tracks, dude, if you remember back in the 90s, people would just shout his name out and shit on music videos and stuff like that. Even at the beginning, you know how the hype man comes in, you know, premier guru and stuff like that. Even if you never heard a Guru track, you probably heard his name in like a, in another song or something like that. Guru was legendary as fuck. I don't remember when he got his start, though. It was like 92 or 94, somewhere around that time, maybe.
I think
he was out before that.
I think it was 1989. 1989,
okay.
Yeah. I think it's when his first album came out. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me look that up, actually. Hold on one second.
So, yeah, I'm curious about that.
I'm not mistaken.
You might be right on that one. But
yeah, it's a Gangstar. No, yeah, that was Norman's Nice Guy. It was 1989.
1989, so okay.
It was Guru's solo proper book. Yeah. And yeah. Jazzercise, that was 93.
93. Okay. I was like, is that 92? But yeah, you're right. Because, you know, you can't talk about one man without the other. So, you know. That's funny because my artist next week is I couldn't dictate which one to put on there, and I didn't want to split them, and plus they do work together, so I was like, just gonna combine them together as one group then or whatever, and I think they work well together. But it is amazing to see all these collaborations, the teamwork, the united front of these artists is back then, as compared to now when you see people team up, you're like, I could give a fuck less about a Drake and 21 Savage album. Like, who the fuck wants to listen to that shit? Like, 21, 21. Yeah. I'm on my pill because I'm moving up the real 21, 21. I got that. Like, what? 21.
The 21.
What? You know, Diddy was never announced as, like, one of those, like, rappers with lyrics and stuff like that. Man, that motherfucker rapped fucking circles around 21s. Okay? Like I would listen to that.
I actually agree with that. I agree 100% with that.
Yeah, because at least Diddy was fucking entertaining and shit. I mean, but
Diddy's very entertaining. Yeah, he had fun. He had fun with his lyrics.
This motherfucker, dude. You know, that's the thing. You know, I was talking about when I brought up DMX. It's like the lyrics don't have to be like fucking deep or anything like that, or not looking for that. But like, they got to have some kind of purpose, storytelling, meaning, and stuff like that. And you hear today, you just like, yeah, say what you want about like a Diddy or a. I'm trying to think of other artists out there that was coming up at that time. LL Cool J, any of those artists and stuff like that. And it's like, at least I understood where they were talking about and coming from.
I mean, shit, even Dr. Dre is not even the best lyricist, but you understand what the fuck?
Yeah. He was talking West Coast shit. I understood. Yeah. Shit. Matter of fact, you go through that whole Aftermath family, Exhibit, all the motherfuckers. I'd be like, yeah. They may not have been as great as you, but I was like, I'd choose them in a fucking heartbeat over like a Drake or a 21 Savage and shit like that, or whatever, you know, because their production always was clean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You come on. That was the least of our worries.
And you know what's so great about it? Their flow fit with the fucking production. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Is that so difficult to ask for now? The flow fits with the production. It sometimes, even if it was bad, it made it go through seamlessly. Like, he'd just be like, man, that sounded so smooth and clean or whatever. Man, we listened to the fucking Island Dudes and fucking 21 Savage. And we're just like listening to it. It really just sounds like fucking noise was just put together.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just sitting there and just going like, man, this is a fucking chore to listen to now. I could put on an old, I haven't listened to Exhibit in God knows how long and shit. I could probably put on an old Exhibit track and be like, all right, I could bob my head to this. All right, yeah, okay. Or like you said, Dr. Dre, I mean, kind of, he got some classic tracks I could listen to and shit. There ain't shit classic about none of these motherfuckers today. The Island Boys. Other than making me laugh, I don't know what they're supposed to be doing, to be honest.
Oh, it made me laugh hard. Remember that shit.
I was flying on that green screen.
Oh, man.
Like, holy shit. That
classic last shot moment right there. That shit damn near killed me.
I'm an island boy. Oh, my God. And next year we could talk about Kodak Black. Oh, Mr. Kodak
Black.
That dude is trash.
We can talk about a lot of people. Talk about a whole lot of people, actually.
We're going to get a whole lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know if a year's enough, but we'll find out.
might want to get one every week. You never know. There's about to be no rules on this shit. But you, by the time the end of the year come by next turn, 2024, you might have a top 20 list. You just never know. Or a bottom 20 list, I should say. So, yeah. That was a good choice, though, Cody. Guru gets some love.
I thought so, man. I love me some Guru, bro. Yeah, gotta love Guru. Got to,
man. I mean, you can't be a true hip hop head without loving Guru.
Nah, not at all.
Yeah, that's like saying
your car revoked.
That's like saying you hate Stevie Wonder. Be like, what?
Oh, Jesus. I really. that's completely asinine. Jesus.
Man, 21 Stevie Savage.
Wonder, what the fuck?
Hey, man, Drake is better than Stevie. Come on now, admit it.
God, that makes me want to vomit. I'm gonna throw him in my fucking mouth.
Man, Stevie's a fucking legend and a classic. I mean, legend. He's a hip hop artist. He'd have been legend. Number one on this list, dude. That dude,
exactly.
After what I saw him do with Daft Punk, I mean, I already knew he was a legend before that, but what he did with Daft Punk?
Yeah.
Oh,
cemented. Yeah. He was already cemented, but that's just more cement.
Yeah, because that was a whole different genre. That was a whole different genre. That was like way out of his element. Mm-hmm. And seeing him just. Mm-hmm. Seeing him just blast his, I mean, even Dad Punk was in them helmets. They were staring at him like, damn, should have got this motherfucker on here. Like,
long ago. Oh, man. Yeah, once in a lifetime
performance. That's how you know you're a true artist. When you can, I watch that performance, that Grammy Award, that I watch it all the time. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, people, we got like 2.5 minutes left, so we're going to get out of here. I'm about to watch that Stevie Wonder Daft Punk performance right after this.
Actually. Yeah, I might have to watch that myself. That's all I'm planning, actually. Been a while. Beautiful.
Put that shit on loop, you know?
Hell yeah. Goddamn right.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Cody came in with some bangers up in here. Damn, he had like
bangers.
Bona fide last drops up in here. Shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He really is trying to pass.
Hey, it's last call, man. Last call.
You got to get that. He about to have a hard time with that best of list now.
Get too. Him in.
Ooh, get him in. Oh, I'm getting... Ooh, so excited here a little bit, you know. So, shit, I need to come with another banger now next week. Now we got to mix and matching mm-hmm. it. So we're coming now, and and is that the Thanksgiving edition too?
I believe so. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I think so. No.
Oh wait, right? No. I guess we got one more weekend until Thanksgiving.
Okay, two more. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think we ever called it Thanksgiving. We always called it Black Friday edition.
But there
we go. We always called it the Black Friday.
Sure. Yeah.
I guess this month is every Black Friday, though. So it's Black Sunday.
Black Sunday. I like that.
I am your godfather of whiskey, though. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same,
and glasses will never be dry.